Yes.
Can you remind me who was on the CIC?
Pardon?
Can you remind me who was on that CIC committee?
The CIC, Mr. Tatter described that earlier.
Mr. Chair,
yeah.
It is chaired by Scott Mansky, our comptroller. There are three supervisor representatives, colleagues Mayo, Johnson, and Cullen, I think. Yeah. But there are many others.
Very good.
And others.
Item number 11, please.
Item 11, from the President and Chief Executive Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. I'm Michael Bernatz. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum. Unfortunately, Mr. Williams is out of town today and could not attend this session. With me is Mr. Larry Bannister. Mr. Bannister is our Director of Facilities and Security at the museum, and he can certainly answer any detailed questions you have about our submission to the capital plan. Just an opening few comments. I think we spent a lot of time last year as we worked through a new lease and management agreement with the county, and we talked a lot about the capital needs of the museum as well. We had identified over the past 5 to 6 years a $30 million backlog of deferred maintenance projects. I have to say I'm very pleased with the progress that we've made over the last couple of years to deal with that list of projects. I think I'm happy with the cooperation that we have as our institution working with the county folks to work on the priorities that we see, and we think that we're better, much better in sync now than we were several years ago on what needs to be done at the museum. To that end, you talked about a couple of points that are also key to the museum. When you look at the building envelope, trying to secure that envelope is important. Obviously because of the damage being done internally. We've made considerable progress in that area. Projects that are on this list also address that issue. Specifically on our list we have an outside patio we call the piazza, but it also serves as the roof deck to the garage and the security offices in the garage area. And quite frankly, we spent quite a bit of money a few years ago redoing the HVAC and the lighting in that garage area, which is now being damaged because of the leaks that aren't being repaired because of the piazza leaking, and that's on our list. So for me, that's a critical one to get over. One of the other items on our list deals with our freight elevators. I think we've discussed before, but I'll remind everyone, we have the same electrical substation as the county had here that caught fire. Same vintage. And I know it's in the county's plan to eventually replace that substation. Well, quite frankly, we can't get it out of the basement until we make some repairs to our freight elevator, which is also 50 years old. So, again, this is a staging thing over multi-years here, but and we're working together to make those priorities happen. But, you know, getting the envelope fixed, getting that infrastructure in place with the elevators so that we can eventually fix the substation and move that out of there are all critical path items as we move down this road. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Borkowski.
The tentacles of the fire continue, by the way. That's something that we just learned about the same source, if you will, as what in essence was burned up. So that's new, and that's not a good thing to hear. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make the standard motion to refer this to the Capital Improvements Committee. it at that.
Very good. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I heard some disturbing words come from your mouth today, kind sir. Mr. Chairman, the same power system we have that the court had at the courthouse is in the public museum. Is that correct?
That's correct. I can have Mr. Bannister comment in more detail on that.
Bannister, would you?
Yes. My background as a facilities manager for well over a quarter of a century and also an electrical systems design engineer, I know that the type of switchgear that is in the courthouse is of the same vintage year, designed in the 50s, installed in the early 60s. It has been retrofitted probably in the 80s, and because of the museum having the substation 2.5 stories underground, it becomes quite critical that if anything would happen to that substation, we would be able to have alternate sources of power get to that panel board and room. That's why actually you see in our layout of plan for next year that we ask for the modernization of the freight elevator so that we can actually get to the substation. It's a logistics plan. Yes, we do need a new substation. And my 12 years of being at the museum, that was one of the first things that I saw, because that's my field of expertise. The transformers, which are nitrogen-filled, they have leaks in them. We have to keep on pumping nitrogen in them. Nitrogen keeps the windings of the transformers dry. And instead of fixing, replacing, we just keep on pumping in to keep a positive pressure within the tanks, giving them a better dielectric strength.
The we all know, I think, that the replacement of the electrical system here at the courthouse was recommended years ago. And, of course, it wasn't acted on, and it goes back to the comments I think I made earlier about unrealistically low taxes to look good politically versus maintaining what you have and doing it incrementally over time and appropriately. Unfortunately, we've had so much pressure for the last 12 years that I've been here to keep taxes low because people are running for higher office or for whatever reason, that these kinds of regular maintenance needs have not been met. And that continues to this day. That the maintenance on the electrical system here was deferred year upon year. The result, I believe, was a fire. And while $13 million or $16 million or whatever it's going to finally total is being taken care of by insurance, it is an expense nonetheless, and our premium's going to skyrocket, as we all know. So I would hope that a lesson has been learned, and that when the CIC meets to consider these kinds of requests, that they take the long-range view and understand the implications of not acting and what that might ultimately mean in terms of real expense. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My concern, Mr. Chairman, is about the position of that ancient electrical system relative to the museum's collections, the archives, the beautiful, all those. I remember a brief tour behind the scenes I had. Saw those racks of 19th century clothes in one of the do you call them the archives? I forget the exact term. All these collections, the public doesn't see, and honestly, I don't think the public knows we have a lot of that stuff. This priceless collection of historical and cultural artifacts. Is that, where is that relative to the substation?
Yes, Mr. Supervisor, that goes into other issues too of different systems, but it's all in the basement. That's history storage that we have down there. It's virtually maybe 200 feet away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just would like to let my colleague, Supervisor Haas, know that I have been wearing the 19th century clothes for the last 20 years down here. So they are getting some use.
And I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
If there are no further questions by committee members, we have a motion to refer to the CIC. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing none, so ordered. And thank you, gentlemen, for your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one comment. I'm a little bit sad. I'm probably the only person in this city that gets to look at General MacArthur every day from my office. But I will gladly give that up to the benefit of the community. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. It is rather. We also have Gandhi's statue down the way, and we're kind of beginning a discussion as to where that might be better located to serve the public's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 12, please.